welcome to the American Football Show, powered by EP Sports. EP Sports is one of the top suppliers in the UK for all of your NFL merchandise. Check them out today at epsports.co.uk. Today, we are going to do the Taft Turnstile. We will spin a wheel and we have 45 seconds to explain why the team we get is going to win the Super Bowl. This is random and we haven't done much preparation, so enjoy. Tim, you can start us off.
Okay, here goes the wheel.
Spin that wheel. Please get someone bad.
Oh, the Giants. Up, the Giants.
Right, get right. This one started.
He says, right, I've got a minute and he's desperately looking at his notes. This is going to be the floor. Here we go. 45 seconds on the New York Giants. It will get better than this, I promise you. Okay, so the New York Giants, they were winners in free agency. They signed Kenny Golladay. So he's going to be a huge addition, especially as Daniel Jones is the third-rated deep passer in the league last year. So he's really, really got a chance to be really good. The defense was coming along anyway with the New York Giants. So I think a little bit of a push in the offense as well. And they're in a really weak division anyway. My time's running out, so I'm talking much faster because I had a couple more points to make. The coach proved that was wrong last year, so he's going to have a better season this year. So that is the New York Giants.
That was good.
That's good.
Nice preparation. That
really good.
That's the first one done. So that is now off the wheel.
Right. I'm up next. Spin that wheel. Oh, the Chargers.
Chargers.
You want to start? Tell me when the time has gone.
Time is on.
Okay. So you've got Justin Herbert, who's rookie of the year. So he's just fantastic. You've got new head coach, who's the defensive coordinator of the Rams, who just had two seasons with the best defense in the league, or if one of the top ones. You have some really exciting wide receivers on there. They just got Rashawn Slater they got in the draft? They did, but they got him late, and that's a fantastic addition to help Justin Herbert. Defensive side, you've still got Desmond King, who's a very exciting guy who's coming out of injury. You've got, obviously, Bosa on the defensive edge. That's unbelievable.
10 seconds.
A lot of stuff to do in there. Obviously, you just have to beat up Mahomes and you'll take that lead by storm. Done.
Oh, that was a second to spare.
He's getting cocky. He knew he had done it. Right, go on. Tim, my guy, spin that wheel. Oh, God, here we go. Okay. Right, Tim, tell me when the time is on.
Time's right. On.
So I've got the Cincinnati Bengals, for those that are listening. How are the Bengals going to do well? Well, they've got their quarterback coming back, Joey Burrow. They didn't have him for a lot of last year. They've also drafted his mate as well that's come along to join the gang, Jamar Chase, right? And before I get that horrifically wrong. But yeah, he's come along. The O-line, it's something that they've invested in. I wanted them to get Penei Sewell personally, but you know, they went and actually addressed it in the second round where they had decent people there. The Bengals, they're in a difficult league, but that's a good thing because the other teams can hopefully knock each other down a peg. God, that's gone fast. All they've got to do, they've got to try and beat the Steelers, which I think they can do potentially. They've got to try and beat the Ravens or something. God, that was tough. That was difficult.
Ooh, Craig's up.
Craig.
Ooh. So when Craig gets somebody he hates, like the Cowboys.
Time's on.
Okay, Pittsburgh Steelers. Why are they going to win a Super Bowl? They're not. Right, next team. Okay. Okay, they've got amazing defense. We all know how good that defense is. We're hoping that after last season, because they put quite a strong... strong streak together. The schedule at the ad might have been a little bit soft at times, but they've definitely showed that they've got some class there. They also have some great receivers. Hopefully the quarterback woes can stop letting them down and they can get their run game going a little bit more. I think that was really all they needed to really make a push last season.
10 seconds.
I don't really know what else to say other than that.
Done.
A good effort for a hater.
Good succinct effort.
Yeah,
I like really that well all the veiled insults.
Yeah, very backhanded compliments, weren't there?
Right, I'm back on the clock.
Ooh. Okay.
Right. So the Vikings, they're in a pretty strong division, but they have got optimism coming out of their wazoo because they've got Justin Jefferson. He had a cracking year last year and hoping for one last final good push from Kirk Cousins. So I think the way the Minnesota Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl is just by blowing every other team out. It's the only chance they've got in that division. So Kirk Cousins knows he's not got long left and people are calling for his head in Minnesota. So him to Justin is going to be the way that they are going to win the Super Bowl. Done.
Okay. How short was that?
I had 5 seconds left.
Okay.
Who's next?
Ooh, Arizona Cardinals.
Ready?
Yeah.
On the clock.
I mean, a star team. You've got K1 at quarterback, who is the next Russell Wilson. You've now got AJ Green, DeAndre Hopkins, and a number of second string wide receivers. Offense is just terrifying there, and they've invested in their offensive line a little bit. Swipping that over to the defensive line, you've got the guy JJ Watt there, and he's going to be an absolute terror opposite of Chandler Jones. I mean, Chandler Jones is one of the most underrated edge rushers already. So the fact that they're going to have to double team one of them is just going to be havoc. Yeah, the division they're in as well, absolutely theirs for the taking. You've got the Seahawks, the Rams, and the other team, and totally feasible for the Cardinals to win this with Cliff.
Perfect. Right on time.
Right, go on then, Tim. Let's see what we're getting.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. This is a team I was kind of dreading. right, let me know when I'm going.
Time on.
Right, Las Vegas Raiders, Tim's favourite. Here we go. So, one thing that they need to do this year, that quarterback battle is going to push them in a good direction. I think Derek Carr is, for me, quite clearly the better quarterback, but Marcus Mariota is there doing his thing. Derek Carr just needs to get better at short passes. That's quite a big thing. The O-line, has it been fixed yet? I know it got completely ripped apart. It hasn't been fixed by Tim's head member there, which isn't a good thing for if they want to go and win the Super Bowl. They need Mayock and Co to, you know, and Gruden to sort of pack their ideas
Ten
up
seconds.
And get a lot better. That defense, hopefully, that can star a bit. And yet the Raiders, I'm sorry, Tim. That like there wasn't much more going there.
Better for 45 seconds.
Right, next.
Craig-o.
Yes.
Just powering the Raiders for 45 seconds.
The Colts, okay.
Time is on.
Okay, so the Indianapolis Colts, I think they were a team that underperformed a little bit last season, but they've definitely got a lot of talent on that squad. They drafted a new defensive end, so that should hopefully bolster up that defense, which had a very good showing last season. They've also upgraded a QB, so you know now that offense could maybe sort of unlock its potential a little bit more. They've got solid backfield there. So that should hopefully sort of stretch the field out a little bit more, let them sort of, the receivers show what they can do.
10 seconds.
That's about as much as I've got to say about the Colts. I clearly keep finishing well before you guys. You can tell I've not prepared, can't you?
It's me again. Difficult.
It's tough.
Oh, yeah, Tim, it's you. Oof. The Saints.
So the Saints are entering a new era. So Drew Brees is now gone and they're in the hands of Jameis Winston. So what the New Orleans Saints need to do to win the Super Bowl is they need to decide on who's their starting quarterback and stick with it. It needs to be Winston and they need to turn Taysom Hill into a weapon. So have him at tight end or running back, but not a quarterback. Don't muck about with switching him in. Winston's had his LASIK surgery, so he'll be able to see now, which will be a bonus for a quarterback. He's got a good arm. He can throw it downfield. They've still got a really good defense. 10 seconds. They've still got a really good defense. And they can, so that's the one reason they can. Oh, and they're in not a great division because Tampa Bay aren't going to be as good as they were. So they can win that. Boom, done.
Okay, good effort.
Very well done.
I like the dig at Brady as well.
Yeah, that's a bit unnecessary.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ooh, the Dolphins.
Time is on.
So, I mean, you've got Tua, and he could be really good. He's definitely someone that not many people know about his potential. From a coaching point of view, you've got Matt Flores, who's doing a delightful job down there. You've got an incredible backfield with Xavier Howard and Byron Jones. I cannot remember for the life of me. Oh, yeah, they traded down and they took, what's his name, Jalen Waddle. So that's going to be super exciting because he's got a receiver with loads of potential. And I think they took a running back as well. That was the Jags. But yeah, I mean, they're in a very much takeable division between the Bills and the Patriots. And yeah, you get the sun in the pool.
Done.
Good ending. Good ending.
Yeah, here we go.
They have a pool in their stadium, don't they? Like a pool.
We're flying through these.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, here we go.
40, time's on.
Right. Why aren't the Patriots going to win the Super Bowl this year? Look, we've been away for 1 year and people started celebrating and getting happy and giving it all this, but they know we're coming back. We've got players coming back from the COVID dropout. I mean, Dante Hightower's won. Our linebacker core with Judon involved now is absolutely huge. Kyle Van Noy's come back. We're looking merry on defense. Admittedly, we need to sort things out with Gilmore and that, but it is what it is. Offensive side of the ball, Cam Newton's going to be better than he ever has been this year. And if he's not, Mac Jones is going to be Rookie of the Year if it doesn't happen. So there we go. That's what's going to happen.
I forget that you have both Mac and Cam, which are the same name spelled backwards.
Ooh.
Oh.
Coincidence?
Illuminati.
That's Craig. Ooh.
Okay.
Down is two, time is on.
Okay, I don't need 45 seconds. One reason, Derrick Henry, done. Okay, let's move on. No, right, okay. So this defense, it's, you know, it's proven time and time again, it's pretty solid. They've got a great O-line, great running game. They're really good at just wearing teams down, really good in the later, you know, later quarters of the game. Our quarterback and receiver, well, they've also shown what they can do in the air. They're not just all, you know, as we might joke about, just all about on the ground. They can really punish teams with that great receiver core they've got, and they can get it done. You know, they've got.
Was that 10?
Good. Yeah, that was 10, and you stopped.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it me again?
It is.
Craig to Tim, yeah. Spread the cost of a new boiler.
Ooh.
Washington blank names.
Okay, so the Washington football team, they're going to go with Ryan Fitzmagic. So they're hoping for a bit of Ryan Fitzmagic this year. They've had a pretty good team. They're in quite a weak division. For them to win the Super Bowl, they're going to have to get a Player of the Year performance out of Chase Young. And he's fully capable of that. That D-line is pretty scary. The offense just needs, they've got a good offensive line. They just need to get some passes and get some running going. Running out of things to say because I can't remember. Yeah, Fitzpatrick and Chase Young, and then they'll win the Super Bowl. Done.
Scary Terry.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking about.
On Eagles.
Is Adam going to get another exciting team? No.
Yeah.
The most exciting.
Time is on.
All right. Defend the den. Let's go, Lions. So you've got Jared Goff, who's been to a Super Bowl not like 3 years ago. That's no knock on him. On the offensive side of the ball, you've got a really strong offensive line. It's definitely not one to be knocked. Frank Ragnow's unbelievable. Wide receiver, I think. I can't remember who they picked up in the draft. On the defensive side of the ball, you've got some ex-Patriot players who are surely very good. You've got that new coach who seems really exciting, Brian Campbell. And you've also got tight end TJ Hockenson on the field. And he's if he gets to his ceiling, he'll be one of the best tight ends. And then, yeah, look at those jerseys.
Time.
Look at those jerseys.
leave him with something.
So they've got some great running backs there, like.
Oh God. Yeah, right. Let's have it then. So the Chiefs, look, Patrick Mahomes, I don't really need to say much more. Andy Reid, yet again last year, showing that he can pull plays out of his arse if need be. Look at that offense. It's just exciting. The wide receivers they've got. You've got Edwards-Helaire also, who's going to have in his second year. You've got Honey Badger back there. Just everything that we've talked about the Chiefs for the last 2 years is a reason why they're going to win the Super Bowl again. They're still AFC front runners for me, and they're going to be the team to beat.
Cool.
Are you a fan of the Chiefs, Joe?
I don't like them. I don't hate them. It's weird.
Ooh, Craig gets every rival so far.
Okay, Cleveland Browns. Right, so, I mean, you might say they're a rival, but they're a team I really enjoyed watching last season. They've shown that they really are strong in a lot of different positions. They've got a defensive line that's pretty scary. They've got cornerbacks that can punish it. They've got arguably the best backfield in the whole of the NFL, especially when they're both healthy. If they can just sort of get their O-line to do the job that it needs to do, if they can link up with their receivers and not sort of turn the ball over too much, I think this is a team that could definitely go all the way. As strange as it is to say about the Browns, because they've never gone all the way. I'd like to see it happen just because it's going to happen eventually. Odds are, it's like winning the lottery, having some point.
Ending it with, they're going to make it some point.
We've got some crackers left if you look at the wheel.
Oh, God.
Who is going to end up with the bogey prize?
This
only me now said that.
The Ravens.
Ooh, right. So the Baltimore Ravens, they basically need Lamar Jackson to prove that his 2019 MVP season wasn't a fluke. If such a high standard that year, it came down a bit last year, but I think he can do it, come back. And the Ravens just need to keep sticking to what they were doing, which has been really strong in the run game behind that really strong defense as well. So they've got the players capable of doing it. A lot of pressure on Lamar Jackson. But I think everyone thinks the Ravens are one of the top teams in the AFC. So there's no reason why the Ravens shouldn't do it. And it's pretty obvious why they should go to the Super Bowl.
Okay, strong. Oh, there's some names on there I do not like. Oh, that's not one of them, though. I can do the Bills.
Time is on.
Okay, so you've got one of the front runners for MVP at quarterback with Josh Allen, who can do it on both the ground and in the air. Wide receivers, you've got Stephon Diggs, who's he is still to one of the top receivers. Running back-wise, you've got not David Montgomery, you've got the other lad, but DJ Singletary or something like that. But he's really good as well. He's going to have a breakout year soon. Defensive side of the ball, obviously, you've got one of the most lethal backfields with Tre'Davious White and
10 seconds.
Other guy. And they just drafted another really good defensive player who's going to play opposite Ed Oliver, who's an absolute beast and will have a breakout season soon. Go Bills.
Time.
It was good.
You're really good at timing these, Adam. You're like right on to the second, nearly. Okay.
Let's a lot of playing articulate as a kid.
We're just over halfway as well. 14 teams to go. Oh,
yes!
Okay, right. The New York Jets, my favourite team. So I'll tell you what, I said this earlier, there's a good chance that they could potentially do something. You've got Zach Wilson, brand new era, you hope. Adam Gase is gone. You've got Zach Wilson in, who looks a very, he looks an impressive QB from what we've seen. They've sorted out their O-line, it seems. They've got a few weapons. Denzel Mims hopefully won't be too injured this year, so he can actually play. You've got the Bills, the Pats, and the Dolphins, who are clearly the best three teams in this division. But if they knock each other down a peg, the Jets could find themselves with a half-decent record, finding themselves nearer the top end. There's always a chance. Apart from that, that's all I can say about the Jets. That's the nicest I'm ever going to be. Take that, New York, and run.
That was fine. Right.
I like that one. Craig-o, hopefully you get a team you like. Okay.
Oh, right. Okay. So Philadelphia Eagles, last season they did have their struggles, but they've definitely shown that they can still pull it out, and they're a dangerous team on their day. I think the whole QB controversy that they had going on at the time is now gone. Hopefully now with that sort of clear laser focus, they can sort of get their offense moving a little bit more. Adding the new Devonta Smith as a wide receiver is a very nice pickle for them. I think that's someone who they can really sort of throw the ball to and rely on when it comes to on offense.
10 seconds.
They've just put in a new center as well to help strengthen up that O-line. So that should hopefully sort of help their run game, help the pass protection a lot more. They're in a division that's very unpredictable. You've got some teams that are very up and down. So it's very easy for them to, I would say, to run up a good record, at least into division and get in there fighting.
Time.
Thank you.
That was good.
Appreciate
right,
it.
Right, who am I getting?
The Cowboys are still there. Take them.
No.
Yes.
Right. So there is only one way, and this is going to be quick, that the Denver Broncos could possibly win the Super Bowl, and that is by trading for Aaron Rodgers, because they haven't got a cat in hell's chance of winning the Super Bowl with the quarterbacks that they've got. So they've got Teddy Bridgewater and they've got Drew Lock. So if either of those is any good, they have a chance, because they've got such a good group of wide receivers. So they've got Courtland Sutton and they've got Jerry Jeudy as well, who I wish we'd drafted, but there you go. Still got good defense. They're still, you know, they're getting a little bit older, but still there. It's probably the last chance for their coach this season. So they need a really good season. But yeah, for them to win the Super Bowl, they need to trade for Aaron Rodgers.
At least they passed on Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not 100% sold on Justin Fields yet.
We'll have to see.
Okay, I'll take that. Yes.
Time's on.
Okay, there's only one reason the Green Bay Packers are going to win this is if they keep Aaron Rodgers. Because, I mean, I don't know who this love geezer is, but he ain't an MVP like Aaron Rodgers. You've got Devontae Smith and your boy Aaron Jones in the backfield, who are unbelievable wide receiver one and wide receiver two. And then you've got that other guy, Scandinavia Jones or something. He is an amazing deep threat. I can't remember his name. And then on the defensive side of things, you have got some names that could... You've obviously got cornerback, who's one of the top. Can't remember his name right now. And then you've got Marcus... No, not got Marcus name, but he's still got a very good defense overall.
Time.
Scandinavian Jones
is my favourite player. Can't remember his name.
I like it. I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
What's his name again?
You're thinking of Marquez Valdez Scandling, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought that's who you were talking about.
Right, there's some crackers left on this board. Someone's going to get the Dallas Cowboys, and somebody is going to get the... Where they gone? Oh, there they are, the Houston Texans.
There's a few more on
there. Long Jones, take the Cowboys.
I forgot the Texans are still in the shuffle.
Oh, lucky.
Right, so Chicago Bears, why are they going to win the Super Bowl? There's been a lot of hurt in Chicago, as we know. Their quarterback choice has been awful. But this is it. Justin Fields is the man for Chicago. He's got Allen Robinson to throw to. What else do you need? Genuinely, what else do you need? That's pretty much it. You got
quarterback.
You got Khalil Mack on the other side of the ball. Wonderful player. You know, you got Montgomery, who for me is... Montgomery still plays for them, doesn't he? I'm trying to think. It's been a crazy offseason. But he's one of the most underrated running backs about. And if they can really get that team going, that offense can be exciting. And the Bears can go from one of the teams we didn't like to watch to one of the best teams we want to watch.
That's the most positive ender you've had. Right, Craigo, come on. If he gets the Cowboys now, he's hit like every rival.
Okay. 9 o'clock.
Time's on. Yep.
Okay, so Seattle Seahawks, rough division, but at the same time, like I said, it's an unpredictable one. If you can hang in that division, you can hang anywhere. Russell Wilson, you can never count him out while he's playing, especially with his legs and what he can do in terms of throwing the ball. Got DK Metcalf, guy's a machine, scary. You've seen how quick he is. He can beat most guys, it's very, very difficult to mark on. So just him alone is going to be difficult. That defense, it's not what it was, granted, but it's still pretty solid. You've got great experience, head coach there who can sort of help them along the way. They're quite an experienced team now. I think they just need to stay healthy. They've had quite a lot of injury woes the last few seasons. So if they can stay healthy towards the latter end of the season, I think they could do well.
Time.
There's a clip I want to take from that bit. You can go, Craig, what's the plot of the Terminator? Guy's a machine.
Two rounds left each.
I'm going to get Texans.
Oh, dear. It's Tim with the Texans.
Oh, thank God.
Right. So the Houston Texans are going to win the Super Bowl by someone from the TVA is going to turn up from the Time Variance Authority and take them into the Time Variance Authority where there's a loop in the time continuum where they actually have some decent players and they didn't lose everyone. The quarterback didn't do whatever it was he do. There is no way on earth that Houston Texans are going to win the Super Bowl. Can you name more than five players on the Texans squad? No, because the Houston Texans are more likely to get the first overall pick in next year's draft. And then they're more likely to win the Super Bowl the year after than this year. That it's not going to happen. There's no point finding out why the Texans are going to win the Super Bowl. Done.
And that's why they're going to win the Super Bowl.
That's got me pretty excited for the next episode of Loki. I'm telling you.
Glad someone got that reference.
Oh God, please no. Oh, thank God. Okay.
Time.
Okay, Carolina Panthers, you've got the Darnold, who is on fresh grass. He's going to be an absolute cracker. Wide receivers, they just signed one really good guy. They've got Curtis Samuel on there as well, who's an absolute diamond. Defensive-wise, you've got players. On your offensive side again, you've got, what's his name, CMC. He's fantastic. Who did they draft? Ooh, I don't know.
J.C. Horn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, J.C. Horn. Yeah, that's really good for their defense.
10 seconds.
But, yeah, they've got they're in a division that's pretty much anyone wants to take in it because we all know Brady's going to be shit after the age of, what, 43? Done.
Time.
The Darnold.
That was Darnold. I know, that killed me.
Right, how many left?
Come on. Okay. Tell we're super prepared.
Give me a good team. Come on.
Joe. Good and bad left.
They're going to choke. Right, the Falcons. This is a tough one. I mean, they literally just threw their best player away, which isn't really a good thing. But luckily, they've got people to back him to come in. You've got Calvin Ridley. You've got Russell Gage in there. I think you've got Arthur Smith is their new head coach. So, you know, it's an interesting time. It's a fresh start. You've got Matt Ryan. It's going to be interesting to see how he does now under this new coach and what he can bring. The Falcons, their defense, I believe they've improved it. If I'm totally honest, they weren't a team I was really keeping an eye on the draft.
10 seconds.
So the Atlanta Falcons, apparently Brady's shit. This is breaking news that we've heard from this episode. So that's the reason they're going to win it.
Time.
Kyle Pitts.
Oh God, it was Kyle Pitts. Oh my days. How can I forget? That's bad. Yeah, Falcons fans, come at me. Fair play.
Ray gets the Cowboys.
Oh God. Okay. Right. So the Cowboys, right, on offense. They actually do have a pretty good offense. As Zeke had a pretty down year last year, if he can sort of up his production a little bit and sort of prove me wrong, because I know I'm one of his biggest doubters. They're absolutely stacked when it comes to receiver. It's ridiculous. It's a joke. It's just the defense was god-awful and was pretty shit for most of the season. If they can address that, if they can sort of fix those defensive woes in a division that is pretty unstable. So I think, you know, if they can sort of get organized and sort of get their shit together, then I think they could do quite well. I was reading somewhere the other day, they think that the number two contender for it wouldn't go that far, but if they can, especially on offense, get all cylinders going and do enough on D.
And the award for most shits in 45 seconds goes to Chris.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they are literally a one-sided team.
Okay, my last one. Hang on.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
There's four left.
There's three good teams and one good team.
Are they?
Okay, so the Rams are going for it this year. The main reason that if they're going to win the Super Bowl is Matthew Stafford. They've gone all in on Matthew Stafford. The Rams' strategy has been draft picks don't matter. Just trade them all. They build that team just by trading draft picks. We're going to find out if Stafford actually is a good quarterback. And I know it said just spelled Angeli's wrong too. So we're going to notice if Matthew Stafford is a good quarterback and he was wasted in Detroit all these years. They've still got one of the hottest coaches in the league. They've got Aaron Donald as well. Donald, so he's going to be wrecking offenses, and that is why the Rams will win the Super Bowl.
One of the hottest coaches in the league, huh?
we talking like physically or?
I remember his name.
Mr. McGrane.
Hey, the guy. Right. Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, I'll take that one.
Time's on.
Right. I mean, for one thing, you kept the same Super Bowl team from 1 year, literally without losing anyone. So you've literally got a Super Bowl winning team playing for you. And whoever said Tom Brady shit doesn't know shit. He won't drop off. I mean, yeah, he's legitimately a bit of a ridiculous human at this point that he's kept going, but he is. Gronk's back again. They picked up someone in the draft. And their defense is also, they somehow re-signed everyone. They kept Shaq, they've kept Pierre Paul. That defense is still ridiculous with Devin White and Deion Jones, I think his name is. But yeah, just a Super Bowl winning team.
Time. All right, two left. Could this be the Super Bowl matchup?
Looks like an Oreo dipped in milk.
Right, here we go. San Fran. Right. Two words, three words. No more injuries. That's how they're going to do it. They've got a very interesting battle for QB between Jimmy G and Trey Lance. For me, I think you start Jimmy G and you just bring Trey Lance in. If he is better than Jimmy G, it's pretty simple. You play him. This team, look, they're solid. Their defense is quality. You've got Nick Bosa back, which is going to be very exciting. Richard Sherman, you know, free agent, and we don't know what's going to happen to him at the moment.
10 seconds.
It's an exciting time when you've got their full fit team. They've got Brandon Ayuk and they've got their other wide receiver as well. Yeah, there you go. What's his name? The one that came in, was Ayuk coming last year? I can't remember if it was Ayuk that came in last year or the year before. A fast man.
And the last one, I'm going to spin it anyway, even if there's anyone.
I wonder who he's got.
I wonder who it's going to be.
Right, the Jags. Okay, so can they go from worst to first? It's possible. I guess if Trevor Lawrence comes in and sort of does as much as he was hyped in to do, he's not only going to do that, he's probably going to come in and beat Thanos at the same time. He also drafted a tackle, I think it was, after him. So they're definitely investing in the line and they want to look after him. It's someone they want to keep around for a long time. They picked up Etienne, who come up. He was drafted pretty high for a running back, I think, and he was quite... hyped quite a lot. You've also got some good receivers there like DJ Shark. You've got Robinson. So they've definitely have the foundation, I think, of a good team going forward.
10 seconds.
Definitely have to click a lot over the offseason, but I think they're a team that a lot of teams may underestimate, and they've got a lot of talent there, so they could punish teams.
Time. And that is it.
Hey.
That was fun. I enjoyed
that. We've done it, boys.
That was actually a lot of fun.
That was actually pretty impressive, given that we had no time to check notes or anything like that. I have some notes, but I didn't get a chance to check it. So I think I'm pretty impressed. There was a lot of, they signed that fella who was good with that team, and then that coach, what's his name?
Yeah, who've they got on defense? I don't know, players. Okay, let's go.
We have been heads down in the ELF for the last, 3 months. Yeah. So there is a reason. It's not that we've forgotten. It's just, it's not on the top of our minds right now. So
I did enjoy you just forgetting you can't.
Yeah, that was a bad one. That was pretty awful, but it is what it is.
But anyway, hope everyone else enjoyed that. Let us know in the comments who you think did the best pictures, who had the best picture with the worst pitch. Who did we think had the best pitch? I liked Joe's Patriots pitch.
I liked your Packers pitch, I've got to say.
I liked Adam Panthers pitch just because it cracked me up. On defense, they've got players.
Scandinavian John.
Yeah.
I liked Adam's Detroit pitch, actually. Especially with the coach, what was it you call him? Ben Campbell.
What did I call him?
Ben Campbell. Dan Campbell. Dan.
Oh, that's close. That's close.
A couple of letters, two letters out.
Have you heard that Norway are putting barcodes on all their ships so they can Scandinavian?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, we need to finish there.
Edit I enjoyed seeing you do the Jets. Like, I want to clip that and just be like, Joe talking positive on the Jets.
Yeah, that's all there's going to be. That's all there's going to be. I'll give them more wins this year than I did last.
Okay. Well, you can check us out on our social medias, which are dotted around the screen, or for the podcast listeners, Joe.
Yeah, our Twitter and Instagram is at TAFS_UK, and our Facebook is That American Football Show.
Make sure, if you're not, head over, check out our YouTube channel. We're getting all our stuff on there now, and you'll see some of the players that we've been interviewing. Give us a like and subscribe if you enjoy. But thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you enjoyed the NFL content for after a while of EFL stuff. But we will be dipping in and out as they start to get their heads back up. But thank you all for listening. Make sure you head over and check out our friends at EG Sports for all your NFL and football.